Good morning. Today is Thursday, May the 26th. Joining us this morning from the California Highway Patrol, traveling incognito, so you don't want to, really don't want to speed today because you could still get pulled over by somebody with a gun. Paul Kraft. Hi.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, do you ever do career days at the school? I mean, the kids bring you in. Here's what my dad does.
No, so my kids have not brought me in.
Oh, but, I see.
McKinleyville High School's that
neighborhood kids have brought you in as somebody in the neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to McKinleyville High on Friday since you just brought it up speak with some seniors about futures and not just law enforcement as a cop, but with our department and all the other areas that we have as well.
A recruiting trip?
Civilian. More or less. I mean, some of them are a few years away from being able to be employed either as a cop or with the state in some positions, but plant the seed early.
What are you going to use as fertilizer?
Well, rain.
Snickers?
It's Humboldt County, fog
Snickers,
and rain.
Snickers, Baby Ruth bars?
Get some moisture in there.
Yeah. All right.
Donuts.
I was trying to steer clear, or at least use buttermilk bars. Okay?
No, I'm like every other person that loves donuts.
Buttermilk bars.
Mm.
No?
I mean, they're good, but...
Oh, get out of here.
We're going to devolve into a 45-minute talk about donuts.
Fritters
are the top.
Buttermilk bars, that's it.
Yeah. Something with a little...
You like the stuff?
Chocolate icing on the top.
Man. It always is, for me, you know, the stuff on the top of your mouth when you're...
Buttermilk, to me, is like an old-fashioned thing. And not to call you...
It's called a standard. Not old-fashioned. All right, you ready for Why Do We Say It?
Let's start.
Why do we say junk?
It's probably French for a thrown-away item that... Yeah, I'm just reaching. I'm reaching.
All right. Have some more coffee or whatever that stuff is.
Foo-foo coffee.
Wait, that couldn't be coffee because it's in a clear plastic. It would melt if it was like coffee.
Cold coffee.
There
we're
you
having
go.
A heat wave these days, so Humboldt County heat wave. Gotta stay cool.
Glad to see you finally acclimated. Junk. Europeans are said to have laughed heartily when they got their first good look at an early Oriental sailing vessel, or junk. Its flat bottom and high deck made it ridiculously clumsy in heavy seas. What's more, one of these crafts was likely to be loaded to the gunwales with stuff no English or Portuguese sailor would ever accept as a gift. Such strange and apparently useless cargo came to bear the name of the ship that transported it. Junks were long ago replaced by steamers, generally Western in design. Their name lives, however, as a label for any accumulation of worn-out or cast-off clothing, furniture, tools, auto parts, or other items.
It is very interesting how some of the things that you've taught me now over the last few years, like where the beginning
shared.
For some things
I don't think
come
the retention
from.
Is there for yeah.
I don't know. If you asked me what we talked about last time, I'd be hard-pressed. But it's interesting how some things, you know, metamorphosize. I just made that up probably.
You could evolve also.
It evolves over the years from like one little singular thing and how it can change and...
Yeah,
it's very hard to tie back to its origin at times.
Junk is heroin.
Right? I mean, we use it to refer to a lot of different things.
Is your mic open, or are we just hearing something in the background? Oh, well, that's no fun. Rod is trying to chime in here. Winston, by the way, is on vacation, so that's why we have Rod this morning.
Winston, shout out to you. Enjoy
your
vacation.
I don't know if he's awake. Jeez. So recruiting, huh? You're able to get, they're letting you back on the high school campuses now and being able to talk about that stuff?
We did have a recruitment summit last month. I believe Victor was in here recently speaking with you as well and may have touched on it. But, you know, like a lot of other agencies working on recruitment, especially this time of year as we're seeing college graduates, high school graduates. The high school is a little bit more difficult for recruitment or not as, it's not as in-depth because they're not of an age where they need to be 21 to be hired as an officer or 20 and a half.
Oh, really?
Graduate at 21 from the academy. All right. That's just one of
so
the requirements.
So you go into the academy as a 20.
20 and a half.
But when you come out to be hired, you have to be 21.
Correct. So to pin the badge on and be an officer with the state, you have to be 21. So. There is. You have to look at the date of birth and.
Yeah, back time. Now, is that true for office positions?
No.
Or the non-sports?
Some of the office positions, you know, you can start much earlier, but like for dispatchers, there is a level of experience that is looked for because it's a very important customer service style position, and you wouldn't want to just throw an 18-year-old with no experience in jumping on the radio. Some may be good and may be able to do the job well, but it can be a very high intensity, stressful job for someone that's straight out of high school that doesn't have the experience of speaking to someone. And we really try to evaluate and see where they are in life. Some are more mature than others. So they're evaluated on a case-by-case basis. But most of our dispatchers that are hired a little bit older and past the 18-year-old mark.
A little bit more life experience.
Yeah, yeah. And then for our auto mechanics, I mean, we have mechanics that are responsible for maintaining a patrol car that goes 100-plus miles an hour at times, chasing people down or getting to a call.
That's probably not when you want to throw a bolt.
You want to make sure that car is in very good working order. Some of that is beholden on the officer to inspect it, make sure that's working too. But hiring a mechanic that's 18 that hasn't had any experience working on stuff and hasn't been through any type of program for training on vehicle safety and maintenance, we are looking for someone that has had some and is a little more advanced in their knowledge. So
pretty much the sweet spot is mid-20s?
Yeah. You know, we hire young officers that are maybe a couple of years of military service and come out.
Yeah, if you've been in a foreign area and been in live combat, yeah, I would suspect that your life experience is a little bit further advanced than a lot of the 20s that have just gone to school.
And our department is great because it's so big that we have a mix of those things, because we have guys that come on at 21 with a little bit of experience. We have guys like myself that go through the academy at 33 that have life experience that you bring into the job, and you can meld those things together through training and working with other officers, sharing experiences. Yeah, so it makes our department very diverse.
I would suspect that some of your hot dog roasts are rather interesting when you get the everybody there, from the older folks to the younger folks to the experienced to the inexperienced.
Yes, yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, is 8:19.
Hi there, and good evening, and welcome to the Jim Bohannon Show from Westwood One Radio. We're at 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. Weekdays at 7 p.m., it's the Jim Bohannon Show. I'm Jim Bohannon. Join me here on KINS.
Hi, everybody. It's 8:23. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Kraft from the CHP. So the concept of military service, I would think, is something that is very applicable for policing. What about MPs? That's more finely trained,
right?
Certainly. Do they have transferable skills, or do they get so ultra narrow in their focus that they're not the generalists that you guys often are?
No. I haven't actually worked as an MP, but I have one that works right next to me in the office that just so happens to have that background.
Does he like buttermilk bars?
I haven't seen him eat any donuts. He's been pretty strict on his diet, so.
Oh.
Good for you, Kyle.
One of those guys.
Yeah, yeah. But I get to have his since he doesn't want it.
So. Oh, I see. So you double down, which explains a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not shy. I'm not embarrassed. Maybe a little bit, but. No, they definitely have transferable skills. That's something, it's a lot of the same training. They have a police academy and they're doing law enforcement work. It's slightly different scale. It's more like depending on the base that they're stationed at or what their assignment is, they could be working, doing very similar job to what they're doing now. And that's enforcement. We do like to see that. That is a good transferable skill, but it's not the end all be all because, again, you know, we talked about customer service earlier, then that's a major portion of what we're doing, because we're not just out there being cops, we're assisting. You know, there's cars that are broke down, there's crashes, a pedestrian that's stuck on the road, or someone that's lost. I've told the story before. My kids just brought it up at dinner a couple of nights ago when we were just reminiscing about old tales. And I've talked about someone coming from out of country, flying to San Francisco. They rent a car, hit the 101 trying to get to San Diego, and they've ended up at Humboldt County at 3 o'clock in the morning and trying to communicate and find that the way to relate to them, you've driven 5 hours in the wrong direction, but to also help get them going in the right direction.
LA?
And yeah.
Where's Disneyland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've had that happen twice now in the time that I've been up here. And
really?
I'm sure it's happened other times. Yeah. It's heartbreaking when you're looking at this family in the car that's just like when you're finally getting the message across of what happened. But there's also, you know, you don't want to just have them. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You don't want to tell them just to turn around and start driving south. It helps to be
Follow
able
to
guide
hotel.
Them like, yeah, maybe you need to get somewhere, get some rest. Here's where you're going. So, you know, those moments are what really are more memorable. I can't remember most of the arrests and things that I've done. There are incidents that have happened, but most of the memories I have of this so far 17-year career at this job almost exclusively have to do with when I helped somebody, when I did something good, or
the extraordinary stuff.
Yeah, those moments. Arresting somebody is it happens. It's part of the job. It is part of the things we do. Writing tickets is part of what we do. But those things aren't memorable, and they don't create memories that you like to go home and share. I don't go home and talk to my kids about a ticket I wrote for speeding that day. I go home and talk about
unless it's somebody that you know, you know.
Well,
a friend. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll never guess who I wrote a ticket to today.
Don't be looking at me when you say that, stranger.
Okay. Here, see if you can guess. They were in a movie. It was.
Yeah. I would suspect some of that stuff is part of normal in the LA area where these folks hang out and live. And, you know, and you pull over a Lamborghini, you know, somebody inside of that thing is somebody. It's doing
Sometimes.
Something pretty
there are
magical.
Rentals that you can get, but
oh, would you ever have the guts to rent a Lamborghini?
No, never.
You drive under a bird nest and it's probably $20,000 to get it clean. No chance.
Too much car for me. I'm not that kind of flashy guy anyway, but you don't think about that, or for me, I don't think about it very often, but yeah, you know, celebrities have crashes and these things happen to them too. I've never worked in the LA area or anywhere around there, but I imagine that's pretty weird when you walk up on the car and it is someone famous that's on the billboard next to you, or, you know, when these major crashes happen to big name celebrities.
Yeah, it's probably bad theater if you ask to have your picture taken with them.
we still have to be professional and do our job. That's what we're paid to do. So,
I would think politicians would be another one that would be interesting, like in the Sacramento area. You get all these folks that are state representatives, or in D.C. if you happen to be, you know, assigned swamp duty. And you pull somebody over. You're them, huh?
Brian, that's why I love my aw shucks thing. Like, I don't know anybody from anyone. I'm just like, don't you know who I am? I'm like, no, oh, sir, I'm sorry.
You are a speeder.
I haven't seen much TV or read much news lately. I apologize.
You're just a gal to me or a guy to me, and that's it.
I don't know anyone when I'm out working.
It would be interesting if they had a stronger reaction to being recognized. Or a stronger reaction to be not recognized?
I think it depends on the personality of the person and how much weight they put into what they do.
And probably where they grew up.
Yeah.
You know, say more normal background versus somebody who was always put up on a pedestal.
Well, that would bring me to, like, sometimes when our officers promote the sergeant, that kind of translates over to, is it easier to promote in place and to supervise officers that you've been working with for years and stay in an area that you know versus maybe going to another area that you could be able to start over, and you've got a crew that doesn't know you. You can build your reputation from there.
Yeah.
Right. And having such a large department is a real benefit for being able to do that too.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Something big.
Okay, it's a nice ride.
It's going to happen.
Standby playback.
And now.
Live.
Real Radio.
Internet needs radio.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Kraft. Paul, was it last week? 2 weeks ago. Got another one of your correspondents that talked about a fatal out between Eureka and Arcata at 3:30 in the morning?
Yes. Was this the pedestrian that was struck?
3:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Yipes.
It's, you can imagine visibility is much lower then, and it's an ongoing investigation, so without going too in-depth in it, it's unfortunate. You know, we've had way too many pedestrian fatalities, and I know there's a number of groups in our area that are working on trying to find solutions to this, which include our department, Caltrans, community groups. There's a lot of people that are involved in that, and I don't think there's any one solution to that, unfortunately.
Who's walking the highway at 3:30 in the morning? Are there that many?
No, and I think that's why it's I'm trying to choose my words wisely because, like I say, it's still being investigated and looked into.
Well, there have been others that have happened there. Also, you had the one out by your office at the overpass. You know, somebody just trying to walk across all five lanes and the meridian in the center.
Yes.
Didn't make it. And that's one of the thoughts that I've had as they're putting in this trail. I'm sure this is going to torque somebody out. From Eureka to Arcata, you know, the bike trail that they're spending all the money on. And
right.
Stuff. Okay, there's another walking place. And if people are tending to perhaps lose their focus on where they are or get lost or confused, it's another encouragement, another way for people to get out there easily. I would never walk across the slough bridge. That just, it's got the little rise on the sides, but it wasn't designed for walking. And if you are walking, where are you going to go? Jacobs Avenue?
Not the safest location, but sometimes we don't have alternative routes to get to some locations, which at times puts people in the position that they're in when these things happen because there's no other way.
Like that.
If we're looking south of Eureka, where we've had several pedestrian fatalities over the years, that stretch between Herrick and Humboldt Hill, there's no alternative route between those two. So pedestrians and bicyclists have to hit the highway to get between those two points. I think over time, if one of the solutions or one way to help prevent these things is to have those alternative routes, and how that comes about, I don't know, but
somebody else's department, huh?
It takes a village to vote and plan and put all that stuff in place. The trail, hopefully that helps to prevent an incident like we recently had with that fatality in keeping people off the road, but they have to use those trails. There are sections of road that
if you have it and not use it, what good is having it? Yeah.
That's it. If it's not being used, it doesn't provide the safety benefits that it's there for. There have been fatalities that have happened where there is an alternative route or the pedestrian should not have been where they are. There's also ones that have happened with a car that's speed and alcohol involved in cases, either from both parties, the driver or the pedestrian.
Paul's perfect world. I'm entering very gently through this one. What would Broadway look like?
You're putting me in a spot to speak.
Well, as somebody who's experienced, but you also live in the community, so you know both sides of it.
My comment on the Broadway area and 4th and 5th Street is that some of the safety issues that I think I see there would be the fact that you have multiple lanes, even though it's just one direction, you have multiple lanes. So in one way, you have pedestrians that are sometimes cross outside of the crosswalks. Now, even when they're at the crosswalk, if a pedestrian enters and establishes themselves in that crosswalk when it's safe, then the cars are required to stop. Sometimes you have cars that stop before a pedestrian has entered in the crosswalk and began that safe crossing. And at that point, the vehicles still have the right of way through that area. And it can become a gray area when you're right at the edge of, should I stop? Is a pedestrian stepping out? Myself, if I'm walking through Eureka.
Or you've got a logging truck or a cement truck or a big commercial rig that literally cannot stop in time without locking things up. And
exactly.
Yeah.
We have larger vehicles that can block a view. If you get with those three lanes, if a vehicle stops in that far right lane, and this has happened to me last week, is a larger van stopped suddenly as I'm going in the middle lane and didn't have time to stop for the intersection, but that pedestrian started. Now that that van has stopped for them, now the pedestrian thinks, okay, maybe I can go out, but the traffic coming up behind can't see that party. This combination of events that all start to come together, I think that could be some of what leads to some of the accidents that we have. And it's always going to come down to both parties working together, pedestrian making eye contact with drivers, making sure it's safe. The drivers making sure that there's enough time if they're stopping that you're looking in your mirror and the vehicles behind you and traveling with you are going to have time to stop as well. Do you think that they can see the pedestrian that you see? There's so many thought processes that go into it. There are safety features that can be put in place that may be being considered as far as lights, the crosswalks with the lighted crosswalks. I'm sure all those things are being considered. I'm not part of that process.
But you don't have that on highways. You don't have the
on the highways, that would be different.
Well, which 4th and 5th and Broadway are. Like,
well, but they're, it's Caltrans, but it's also you have the consideration of city requirements, right. I imagine, through town, but...
But like the little flashing things that are out by Harrison K, across Harrison.
Yes.
So you're pushing, okay, the street lights up. Well, I suspect that those aren't really designed to handle logging trucks and some of these other big rigs that come through that are loaded. You know, you shatter those things and now you got two or three of them working and nobody knows what they are.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the resiliency is of those, but...
Yeah, but when you look at the number of contacts...
Mm-hmm.
I would think 4th and 5th are far less than Broadway because you got to go in both ways on Broadway, and some of these folks perceive that the turn lane is a safety island.
Yeah.
They get halfway and they can stay there, and I don't... See, I'm in favor of K-Rail. You just don't do it. You have crosswalks where the crosswalks are, the stoplights or signal lights. That's it and that's it, because we're never going to pay for the up and over stuff.
It's probably a bit cost prohibitive, but
yeah.
I'm not sure. Well, and again, Eureka handles those roadways, even though we travel through them. Highway Patrol comes through Eureka and we do make stops and can do enforcement through the city. Primarily, the incidents that happen would be responded to by Eureka police.
Right,
so
you're familiar.
They probably have a better idea of what their numbers are as far as how many crashes they have and what the factors are in those crashes than we do. But I think we have an idea ourselves.
I'm still in favor of the bypass, though.
I mean, you know, I'm but sure there are people talking about that, too.
That's been shot down since the 70s, so, I guess. I'm just one of those kinds of people.
I think for now we really have to look at both sides working together and communicating between the pedestrians and the drivers. Eye contact, hand signals, whatever you can do to make yourself visible. And, you know, it sounds silly, it sounds simple, but it really is. That's the very first step in that process. So.
KINS, News and Information Time, is 844.
Hi, folks. Fly Humboldt wants to remind you that flying local is buying local. And with airlines going to seven cities serving hundreds of destinations, it's easier than ever to get to where you want to go from Humboldt County's airport. That's right, you can fly on American, Avelo, and United Airlines nonstop to Denver, Hollywood Burbank, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Flying has never been more convenient or affordable, so book your trip now. For more information, go to flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Kraft. I suppose it wouldn't be a May show if we didn't say something about a three-day weekend, huh?
Is that this weekend? Huh.
Well, really, just consider that I'll be here and you won't be.
Yeah, I'm going to...
How's that putting fear into people?
Join the traveling public. Yeah. But it is a Memorial Day weekend, three-day weekend, maximum enforcement period.
So are you pulling rank on that?
No, it's just how the calendar worked out for me.
You just got a break. Okay. So yep. You're not going to be around for 4th of July then either. Boy,
I'm going to be on vacation during that.
You just kind of figure things out right this year.
Well, I mean, I have been on for a few years, so I do get to pick
how to
some
read a
summer vacation.
Well, I mean, it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday also.
Is it? I haven't looked that far ahead.
Memorial, 4th of July, and Labor Day are all the same way this year.
Hot dog. Hot diggity dog. That would be a good weekend for
Christmas
me then.
Even Christmas is. Boy, you hit the jackpot.
Well, my anniversary falls on 4th of July weekend too, so not on the 4th, but right before.
Gee, I wonder what day it is.
Dropping personal nuggets. You want to drop off any anniversary gifts for me. Bring
it by here the last week of June, and we'll...
Yeah, we already established that I like donuts.
Yeah.
On the serious side, though, it is going to be a heavily traveled weekend for the Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, it's supposed to be
and a lot of alcohol.
Yeah,
I can imagine after last year, the last couple of years... Even with gas prices and restrictive travel due to that, there is expected to be a lot of travel. We've already had the graduations from the colleges, high schools graduating. Please be safe. Make smart decisions. Don't drink and drive.
Don't drive after 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and we will be out there in force with extra bodies looking for drunk drivers. So,
when you're looking, when the department is looking, don't want to give away any personal secrets.
Yeah.
Do you sit there with the lights on to get attention so that people slow down? Or do you sit there behind the billboard waiting for people to go roaring past? Or the overpass? Or hiding under the underpass? I mean, all the games we all know about.
You're giving like two options on either end of the spectrum that neither is accurate.
Well, okay. In the pull-off, in the shade.
There's
another one that I saw a couple weeks ago. And it's like, you know. Is the goal enforcement or is the goal compliance?
A little bit of both.
Yeah, I know. What's the priority, though?
Sometimes it depends on the officer and how they like to do that. For the most part, the officers are driving around looking for driving behavior. So if we're just sitting there watching traffic, in some ways, depending on where you are, it may enable you to see
South of Ukiah. Yeah. That overpass is there, or Salmon Creek.
I don't work either of those areas. I don't know how that's laid
out.
No,
but you're going to be driving them this weekend.
If I was working here in Humboldt County this weekend, I would be driving around on the heavily traveled main thoroughfares looking for violations of not just impairment, but we start by looking for standard violations of speed and unable to maintain your lanes and unsafe following and things that would be dangerous driving behaviors.
Regular stuff.
And then lead into an investigation for impairment. As we get later in the evening and maybe throughout the day on Sunday and Monday, you'll probably see more impaired drivers on the road. And just depends on where you want to sit and observe traffic from.
Now, it's supposed to be wet Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, that's going to add to the danger.
I was wondering if it adds to it or if it makes it less likely because you're not going to have the beach party with people.
I don't think that slows anyone down. I think those...
Not the hardcores, I know.
I think the activities still happen, and now you have driving conditions that are more...
Tougher.
More likely to cause an accident. Yeah. So slow down as well.
All right. Well, just bring something back from your vacation this weekend so we all know that it was a good time, okay?
I will. I will. And I appreciate the time for letting us spread that
message. And let it age another month before you bring it by. That's not a donut reference.
Yeah.
Good. You got it. See everybody tomorrow.
Well.